New Dalet Av, Thursday the 15th of August, Rabbi Reuven Atlas, Heker Shabbos. Heker.
Morning to She'eris Sapleto. Everybody else has left and abandoned us, but still perhaps next week or whenever you will be taking some sort of vacation. And the Halacha and the Gemara we're going to be learning this morning, I hope, will be completely irrelevant to your vacation. But you never know. I would like to learn the Sukkah in Gemara Shabbos of Hoylich Bamidbar. Once we're walking in the Midbar, the Einu Yodea, he doesn't know any longer when is Shabbos. He's forgotten when Shabbos is. Oh, yeah. So if you're so involved in your summer holidays and you're in a Midbar and you've forgotten when Shabbos is, then this indeed would be Nogea. As is the Minhag Yeshivas Mi'olam, I'd like to start with the Rambam. The Rambam, perhaps there's a copy of the Rambam in front of you. The Rambam says, in Perek Chaftada Mehilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam is coming to give us the Makoya of how do we know, or why did Rabbonim, why were they Masakin the Issa Mukta? As we're aware, one of the first halachas anybody ever learns at the age of three, Mukta is why did Chazal, why were they Masakin Mukta? So the second Va'oid in Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says Va'oid. Mipnei shemikta sa'om einom ba'alei umanius. Because some of the people are not craftsmen. I guess that in front of me this morning are not sitting farmers who are off to do the harvest. And I don't see any cobblers, and we don't see many tailors around anymore. Most of us not bali umnius. In the time of the Rambam, time of the Goron, mikta sa'om, einon bali umnius. Elabatelin, Mayrov Rabbi, today we're mostly all of us batlonim. We don't do malacha during the week. All you do is sit at a desk, and you're at a terminal, and there's very little malacha involved in such. That's what the Rambam is referring to. Kagon Atayolim, Yoshua Kronos, Shekol Yumehem Hein Shofsim Malacha. The whole week we don't do malacha. So for him Yehiyah Mutter LaHalich with a Dabel the Taltel Kashara Yomim. And therefore, if we could walk and talk and move objects. Kushar Hayomim on Shabbos like any other day of the week, Nimtza Shalu Shovas Shviso Hanikeres. It will come out that Kunt Shabbos, a person has not been Shoves in any clear, recognizable way. Is the Rambam door, it's Mavur from the Nosekelim, Hot a Chiddush? And the Meshna Melech asks, it's the Egan Chiddush from the Rambam. That Shabbos has to be Nikah. It's not enough not just don't do malacha, because there's many of us who don't do malacha the whole week. There seems to be, and we're going to find out where the makoya is, there seems to be a halacha that Shabbos has to be nikeres. And therefore the fact that I can't move my mobile phone, or this halacha is so mavua bizman hazeh with modern technology, the fact that I cannot pick up and move my mobile phone is the hakara that today is Shabbos. Because in that day, woo, this day is different from all other days of the week. Therefore, that's the Rambam brings this, his own reason why Chazal were masakin issa tiltul, issa muktzah on Shabbos. Frek the Rivet, Frek the Mishnah Lamelech. Why does the Rambam have to come up with his own reason for Issa Mukta when the Gemara tells us loud and clear on Chuf Chaf Dalad, Omad Beis, also Tilta Lav Mishum Hoitsa? Is the reason for not being allowed to move certain objects on Shabbos, is that not because you might come to take them out from Shusa Yochid to Shusa Rabbim? Foolish Gemara. And that's the Shittas Arivit. The Issa Mukta is because of Hoitsa'ah. We might come to carry it out. Why does the Rambam have to, if the Gemara is happy with a reason, why does the Rambam have to, and bring, as the Mishnah Melech asks, his own reason for Issa Mukta? And the Aeneas Deity, we're going to learn out that it's not the Rambam's own reason. The Rambam also has a Gemara. That Shabbos has to be nikeres, a bezundere halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. Shabbos has to be recognizable. It's not enough not just to not to do melacha. That's the Rambam. Then I'd like to tell you a posuk. The posuk says in Parshas Vayakel, Eile hadvorim ashut tziva Hashem la'asois. Ooh. These are the things which Hashem says la'asois, that you've got to do. Okay, what do you have to do? Continues the posuk. Sheshes yomim te'ose melocha. For 6 days, melocha should not be done. And Shabbos is yom shvi'i, is Shabbos Shabbosai. And the posuk didn't explain to me at all what has to be done. Eile hadvorim she'tziva Hashem la'asois. And it just tells me, during the week, melacha's done by itself, teose melacha, don't worry about it, melacha gets done. And what's la'asos, frek nosem gishdetzna, where do we find asiya in Shabbat, in the posuk? But the question is more fundamental. Where do we find asiya in Shabbos? If you don't like that question, I've got another one for you not to like. Is the Meshech Chochma asks the question, more or less the same question, on another posuk in Parshas Kisisa, Shomer Vesa Shabbos, Lasa Yisasa Shabbos, Ladoiros and Brisoilom, Lasus Esa Shabbos. Fret the Meshech Chochma in Sefer, Lasa Yisasa Shabbos. Make do Shabbos? Make Shabbos? We don't do Shabbos, make Shabbos. What do we do for Shabbos? We don't do Melacha v'zel. Ah, you want to send me Kiddush? Good question. We didn't ask it, but I asked it for you. Good question. Kiddush? That's Amira. Is that Asiya? In many sugyas, we don't call saying something. We don't usually call that Asiya. And to say that's the sum total of the posuk, Lasa Yisrael Shabbos, to say Kiddush? Nah, I don't like it. So I asked this question to my wife one Thursday night. What does it mean to make Shabbos? She didn't understand the question. But Moira Vorabo said, we understand the question. Lasa says a Shabbos. We don't make Shabbos. We don't do a Shabbos. Yeah.
We do colloquially say make Kiddush, don't we? We always say make Kiddush.
Make Kiddush, yeah. We're very colloquial. Yeah. But halachically, are we making Kiddush? Are we making Kiddush? We're going to learn, yeah. We're going to learn, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's look at this fantastic Gemara. The Gemara Shabbos, the Samach Tes on the base. It's a famous Gemara. It's starting at the top of the Omud. No, we're not. Starting at the top of the printout of the Omud. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Hoya Mahaleich Bamidbar. There he was walking in the Midbar. The Einu Yodea Emosai Shabbos. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. What's the Hechatim? So how does somebody not know when Shabbos is? He must have had an accident. He woke up, concussed, hasn't got a luach, GPS isn't working. Whatever reason is, he's in a situation where Einu Yodea Emosai Shabbos. So what's he going to do? It's implied from the Gemara straight away that he has to do something. What's he going to do about Shabbos? So it says Rav Huna, straight away, Moine Shisha Yomim. Today is day one of I woke up from my concussion and I'm suffering from amnesia. I don't know what my name is, but today is one. Tomorrow's 2, next day's 3, and when you get to 7, then you've got your Shabbos. Yeah, it's not so relevant to our aura this morning, but let's look at Chiya Barav. Chiya Barav Oma? No, you don't do it like that. Meshama Yom Echot. First day of reckoning is Shabbos today. Could be Shabbos today. And then I'll subsequently Moina Shisha and then start the cycle that way. And the Gemara talks about what's the Machlukas, which way round. Rav Huna says first 6 and then Shabbos. But Rav Chiya Barav says first Shabbos and then count 6. The Gemara gives their particular reasons. We can skip, because we're not going to go into the Machlukas backwards and forwards between Rav Huna and Rav Chiya Barav. But about halfway down the printout at the end of the line says, Tiyufta, Tiyufta, the Chiya Barav, Tiyufta. We don't like Chiya Barav. We brought a Raya, but we've missed out. We brought a Raya like Rav Huna, that we count 6 days, and then we keep Shabbos. Yeah. Omer Rava. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, oiseloi k'dei paranososoi. And he means only k'dei paranososoi. On every single day he's in the midbar, he can only do what he, any malocha, he can only do k'dei pekuach nefesh, k'dei paranososoi. Because think about it. Okay, we've got this sort of tachona for this person, count 6 and keep 7, but that's just, well, what is it? We'll discover in a minute. But really, each and every day is potentially Shabbos. So he can't just go off willy-nilly and do whatever he likes and write a postcard to his great auntie Gittel, because today could be Shabbos. He can only do malach on each and every single day there he is in the midbar, k'day paranososei. So which way is Shabbos, i.e. the 7th counted day, in which way is that different? Ba'amahuhu yoyma. On that day, he can't do any malocha at all. So 6, he's restricted to puach nefesh alone. 7, can't do naut. Fret the Gemara. But on 7, you say he can't do anything? Va'ahu yoyma. Nice. What? Are you going to then die on that day? That's not a very nice way to keep Shabbos. You're going to let him die on that day because he can't do any malacha at all, even k'day paranososei. I don't know what you find there in the midbar. What do you find? A rattlesnake. That's pekuach nefesh. Maybe he has to eat rattlesnake. He can't shecht rattlesnake, skin rattlesnake, cook rattlesnake. He'll die. He'll starve. To ovid meyes mild k'day paranososei. Ah, the way you do it is, when you get to count day 6, you say, today's day 6. Today I'm allowed to do double malacha, even more than k'day pekuach nefesh for today. I can do double to count for tomorrow. Is one of the rayas that Rishonim bring, the pekuach nefesh. You can make a cheshbon for the future as well. It might not be pekuach nefesh now, but it will be pekuach nefesh tomorrow, so I can do it today, so it shouldn't be pekuach nefesh tomorrow. That's mufurish here in the Gemara. The Gemara, but how can you count, use day 6 to do double? Dilma me'esma Shabbos Avoy. Maybe day 6 is the real Shabbos. So how can you do today malacha more than k'day pekuach nefesh because of tomorrow? Ela, kol yoyim v'yoyim. This is the halacha. Each and every day, oiseloi parnososei afilu hahu yuma. Each and every day of the 7, you can do malacha only k'day pekuach nefesh, the bare essentials required in order to eat and survive. So fet the Gemara, no. So what's this counting 7? What point is there if any way you can only do the bare minimum malacha? What's this 7 all about? V'ahu yoma b'may min kelei. So ask the Gemara, that day 7, counted 7. In which way is it recognizable? I'd like to share with you the Ha'ora Merivah Rabbosai. And why does it have to be recognizable? Where did we ever get from that Shabbos has to be Mincha? It has to be recognizable. But that's the Gemara takes on simply. Shabbos has to be recognizable in some tangible way. Answers the Gemara, Bikidusha V'Avdalta. That day 7 is recognizable in terms of you make Kiddush, and at the end of it, you make Havdalah, full stop. That's the thing from the Gemara, that's the entirety of the Shmir Shabbos, that you make Kiddush and Havdalah, v'zehu. Yeah. Before we attempt to say a Kiddush, let me just ask anybody first, because probably the Kiddushim are that you say a Kiddush, I thought I'd been zeichet to a Kiddush, but then I think maybe that's poshut, and it's not a Kiddush anymore. So let's just test the waters. Everybody's heard of second day Yom Tov Derabbanan. Oh, I can see a few nods. And that's not just nodding asleep. Those are real positive nods. And then, has anybody ever heard of Shabbos, Yom Sheni Shabbos Derabbanan? Ooh, I see positive, negative head shakes. Excellent. That's the passion.
Date line problems.
Sorry?
When you have date line problems.
Date line problems. But is that a new Shabbos Derabbanan, or is that just Sophic Shabbos? There's a difference there. So I've always taken on Peter's, there's no such thing as Shabbos Derabbanan. Okay, let's go a little bit further. We've seen a Gemara, we've seen Rav Huna, you count 6, 7 for Kiddush for Havdalah. There's a few fundamental questions in this sugya. The Mogen Avraham asks a kasha. What's the whole tumul here, 6 days, 7 day? We have a rule of called a porish, meruba porish. Azlinun bosa roiv. It's been a long time since I was in primary school, but I seem to remember that 6 out of 7 is definitely a roiv. Majority of days of the week are choil. Fret the Mogen Avraham, why do you have to worry about Shabbos klal v'klal? Is we have a din in terms of doing malacha, not doing malacha. You can do whatever you like every single day. You can tuck a writer postcard, a great aunt Gittel, because we go after roiv, and roiv days are choil. That's the famous rule of the Gemara Tisha Chanios. You've got 7 kosher butchers in town, 1 non-kosher butcher, and you find unmarked meat in street. You can presume it came from the kosher butchers. 9 out of 10 called the porish meruba porish. Answers
every day is 1 and 2. Every day independently is 1 and 2.
Every day. I was awful at statistics in school.
So I'm saying that like this person, when he has the question,
yeah,
what he should do, like every day is 1 and 2.
Yeah, everything to do with words like that.
Every day is 1 and 7. Sorry, 1 in 7 that it's Shabbos today. Statistically,
every day is 50% chance in his case that it's Shabbos. So
every word is like that. It's either yes or two, not.
It doesn't get selected that way.
The rule of Bosa Roiv doesn't follow some of the mathematics of statistics. And those statistically, if you do it time after time after time, then statistically the odds change the further you go. Russian roulette or something like that. First time it's one out of six, but the second and Boshem Yozoche with the first click, but second click the odds have changed. But as we said, every roiv is the same. That is the rule of roiv. Ozlilun Bosa Roiv is the Mogen Avraham answers that true by Tisha Chanios, you find the meat in the street, you go Bosa Roiv. But if your sophic is, oh, I bought a piece of meat, I don't remember where I bought it from, that becomes a different story. That's kol kavua kemechsa mechsadoni. Because that trefa butcher is kavua in town, it's a gzera sakosuv, it's that we don't go after roiv, where the issa is fixed when the piece of meat is separated from the place where the issa is, that it's porish, then we go after Rav. But where that where the question is the sophic is noilat, that question is originates with, maybe this is, I bought it from the trefa shop, then we say kol kavur kamechsa mechsa domi. Says the Magen Avraham, an interesting ha'ara, that Shabbos is ever so fixed. It's fixed in Shamayim, it's fixed down here, it's kavua in the Bria, that every 7 days is going to be a Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, Shabbos has a din of kavua. That's the first thing we'd like to explain in this sukkah. The fact that Shabbos, that the whole sukkah is based on the fact that Shabbos is kavua v'kaima, and therefore we're faced, the Bir Alocha says, is this rule, does the Magen Avraham mean it's a mamish mechsa mecha sofik deraisa, or does the Rabbonon make it like kavua, and it's only a sofik derabbonon? But the Inyonenu, I don't necessarily think it's nogea.
If it is
kavua,
Sunday is
kavua
for Sunday.
Sunday is also kavua. Yeah. So once we've got kavua, everything comes a half-half. Everything becomes a 50-50. So we've got a sofik deraisa, whether or not to keep Shabbos. But even if it's a sofik deraisa, there are Rishonim, and we'll see the relevance of this in a minute, there are Rishonim, even a sofik deraisa, where we go the chumra, that's only midrabon. So it could be here that it's all midrabonon anyway, which is going to become very relevant in just one moment. Zot the Gemara, as we saw, b'may minkale, in which way is Shabbos itself recognizable? B'kiddush v'avdalto. The yisoid of kiddush, the ikkah of kiddush, is a brocha with shem umalchus. Baruch atah Hashem, mekadesh haShabbos. Since we've got here, Rov days are considered, or even if it's not Rov, it's Mechza al Mechza. We have here a Sofik, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's not. We have the old famous rule, Sofik Brochis Lehokel, Frekta Sfas Emes, Frekta Mogen Avram. How can you make Kiddush Sofik Brochis Lehokel? It might, 50-50 might not be Shabbos today. 50-50 is enough to say, don't make a brocha. What's pshat in the Gemara? B'may minkale, b'kiddush of avdalta. We can't make a brocha. So emphasis MS, without shame v'malchus. Just say, boruch mekadesh shabbos, befrek the sfas emes of sichalein. That's a shver. The Gemara says, kiddush. The Gemara means kiddush. Starts something coming to say, a sort of a lame, half-baked kiddush of below, without shame v'malchus. That's not the posher to pshat in the Gemara. Fret the Sfasenis on himself. And then bleibt with Sorichion. How can you make brochas kiddush, sofik brochas lahokel, in a situation where it might not be Shabbos? Rashi says, b'kiddusha v'avdalta, it's the first wide line, you maybe have it in front of you, b'kiddusha v'avdalta, you make kiddush l'zichoroin ba'alma. It's just a zichoroin. It's just a little souvenir piece. Do you remember, there used to once be a Shabbos, which never, you can't keep, because you're in a midbar, and you don't know when it is. But we don't want you to forget, Cholila v'chas, that there was once a Shabbos, and the Torah says, Zecheres yom Shabbos l'kadshei, so do this token kois with some grape juice on it. Somebody once asked me, where do you get grape juice in the midbar? So guta kasha, we'll move on. But make your kiddush. It's only a zikoroin ba'alma. So is zot Rashi. Shehei loy shom, that you should have there in midbar, a yom choluk mishal yomim. One day different from all the other days. Therefore, v'lo tishkakach shabbos mimeno, the Shabbos shouldn't be forgotten. I thought pshat in Rashi was, and it's important to know what I thought originally, because then we'll see the fantastic koichos of the Mishnah Brura. I thought pshat in Rashi was like the Gemara in Lulav HaGozel. The Lulav in Lulav HaGozel has a hava amin l'kol hapochos. It's never, you haven't got an esrog this year. Says the Gemara, what should you do in a hava amin? What should you do? Take a pomegranate. you got your lulav and your das and your ovas in here, and here you hold a pomegranate. Why take a pomegranate? It's the mitzvah's definitely not with a pomegranate. Says the Gemara in the Havamina, you shouldn't forget Teiras Esrog. Well, doesn't like that in the end over there, because but that's a good to have a minna. Shouldn't forget Teiras Esrog. So here also, chat over here in Rashi, I thought. The Rabbanon just said, well, this Kiddush, is it a Kiddush? Nah, it's not a Kiddush. Memela fret the Svas Emes, it's a brochel of Atala then. If it's not a Kiddush, it's a brochel of Atala. How can you make a brochel if it's very likely, or even half, but it's not Shabbos? It's not really a Kiddush, thought Rashi. It's a Zekorim Ba'alma. It's a souvenir piece. A bit like a pomegranate instead of an Esrog on Sukkos. It's the Mishnah Berurah's fantastically. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings their Rashi. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Sharat Siyon, Shindalad Mem, Oisbeis in the Sharat Siyon, for Kivnu Bazer, Rashi's Kavon is the Ran as well. They were both Mechavon. Letarets heich hitiru levorech birchas kiddush. How could the Rabbanon be matir birchas kiddush? For halo el kolponim ide sveika lo nafka. It's still a sophic choil. And therefore, how can you make birchas kiddush? It's the Svas Emes is kasha. It's a brocha levatola. Entfut the Rashi. We just learnt the Rashi. There's a korum ba'alma. Shehelo shom yom choluk mishayomim. And understood. How has Rashi answered the question? Kiddush is a sophic brocha levatola. Until I saw a Mogen Avrom. It's the Mogen Avrom says, pshat in the Rashi, and pshat in the Sugyo, is that the Rabbonon know that we need a Heker Shabbos. Shabbos has to be Minkara. Where do we get that from? Chayra, we get that from Psukim in the Torah. It says, Eila hadvorim asher tziva Hashem lasos. We have to make Shabbos recognizable. That's making Shabbos. We have to always do something positive, not just shlilo memelocha. We always have to do something positive to make Shabbos recognizable positively. We have to do something. Lasso says the Shabbos. Shabbos has to be positively minkara. That's why the Gemara asked there in the sugya, but my minkale. How did, no, what does it mean, my minkale? If it's not, Nebuch. We got here a very biddy evid situation. It's not like a midbar. Doesn't know when Shabbos is. Shabbos is for Fallon. What's the problem? But my minkale. The problem is, there's still, okay, but there's still a mitzvah through Shabbos which is performable in a midbar. And that is that even if you don't know when the Shabbos is, you can still make a heker of Kiddush of Avdalta. I Sofik Brochus Lahokel. And for Trashi, so the Mogen Avrom, Pshat is, the Rabbonon were Masakin Shabbos. For Zel. That's what Rashi means, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sharat Siyoy. The Rabbonon were Masakin Shabbos, not just Masakin Kiddush. They were Masakin Shabbos. As a zekoron shel tishtachach Shabbos mimenu. So just like we make on Yom Tov Sheni Derabbanan, we certainly make a kiddush and a fantastic shehechionu to celebrate the fact that the Rabbanan have the koyach to institute a Yom Tov, and we make a shehechionu, we make a kiddush, and nobody's asking any questions. How can you make kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni Derabbanan? Because it might not be Yom Tov. Because the answer is because Rabbanon were masakin the Yom Tov. And therefore we're making a Kiddush to Rabbanon. That's not a brocha levatola. And here also, we're making Kiddush on this seventh counted day in the Midbar. Because Rabbanon were instituted the Ali Day Hisvira, they should have a din of Shabbos, and therefore we make Kiddush. That's a Mogen Avrom. I can see you looking at me disbelievingly. So the only way to do that is to read, to dispel that, is to read it. Yeah. The Mogen Avrom is based on the fact that Tosfos and the Rosh say, on this seventh counted day, You can't even do an Issa Shvus to Rabbonon, not just Malacha to Raisa, even a Shvus to Rabbonon. Akadekach, the Rabbonon said, don't do Malacha on this day, even Malacha to Rabbonon. Yeah. Yeah. V'afagav the Kaimelon Sveika to Rabbonon Lukula. Therefore, we should at least be allowed to do the Rabbonons. The Kivan the Chalal of Shabbos, Osa Bechol. K'moi b'yontif sheni. To have inami sveika ve issa shvus. Yontif sheni is also built on sveika de yuma. And there's issa shvus, we can't even do malacha de rabbonon. On yontif sheni de rabbonon. It says the Mogen Avram, that the hit pshat in this gemara of this shmiras yoyim ha-shvii is to be makayim the deraisa of heke shabbos. The Rabbonon were masaking Shabbos to Rabbonon, hafle ufele. Wish everybody a beautiful
Shabbos. Rabbi, you didn't answer your question. What's lasso said? What does it mean to do? You don't do, you say. Something like that. Yeah,